Some Amateur Opinions. Thank you so much for joining us. These are your hosts, Deuce and Easy. Easy, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, Deuce. What's happening? How you doing?
Nah, I'm doing good. Doing good. It's nice. it's been a long while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. But we're back. Yeah, I think lots to catch up on, given that it's been so long.
Yeah. If you non-football fans are like, yo, dude, has your podcast turned into a football podcast? Like, you know, that's the only only content we're getting now.
Yeah.
You know, others weren't complaining, others were.
Sure.
But yeah, we're back.
I'll leave that for another episode. I won't do that here. I'll do that here because the football's been mad exciting. But
it has. Yeah, we'll record again on, you know, Thursday or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
For the football vibes. So
yeah,
no worries.
Yeah, that would be good. It almost feels like I just, you know, on given how long it's been, it almost feels like the world's slowly coming back to normal. Maybe it's just because I got vaccinated recently. I think the last time I saw you, just got vaccinated.
Yeah, you know? you ended up getting COVID, right?
Yeah, I got
COVID. So you
COVID
couldn't get COVID. Vaccinated at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I couldn't get at the time, but now I've been vaccinated, I've had COVID, so.
First jab vibes?
Yeah, first jab.
Okay.
First jab. But yeah, it almost feels like things are like, even at work, you know, they're trying to get us to come in like twice a week.
Mm.
So that's the thing. So yeah, it feels like we're gonna go into like, I'm excited to see what this new, like, I don't want to say new normal because I'm so tired of hearing that term.
Yeah,
it just reminds me so much of the pandemic. But yeah, man, I'm just curious to see like what happens now, you know. Like, what's the world gonna look like given what we've learned from the pandemic? Obviously we're still in it, but I do think things are changing. So for me, yeah, like I think that's been like the highlight of my week. It's just like things are slowly starting to come back to normal. I'm starting to go back to work again and things, and that's been an adjustment. I'm struggling a little bit with that. You know,
are you actually excited for going to the office?
You know what, I missed having like work and home like separated to some extent. What I mean is there's something refreshing about like your life being divided. Mm-hmm. Like this is home and this is where I chill, and then this is a workplace, you know. So it's kind of easy to almost like flip the switch. Like when I work from home, sometimes I struggle to switch from play mode to work mode, right?
Yeah.
But at work, you don't necessarily have that. When you're there, you're there. You don't have any option to, like, you know, stuff around. It's just time to get your work done. And on the flip side, sometimes when I work from home, I struggle to switch off. But that being said, I think, like, a mixture of both is what I hope for.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to be there every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And what measures are they taking in terms of, you know, rolling you guys back?
Well,
any limits to the number of people that can come?
Yeah, we're actually struggling. I don't know if they have like a plan for that, but we're struggling to get people seated because there's now like this hot desking thing that's going on.
Right.
And that's something I'm struggling with, right? Is because I really get there and I don't know where I'm gonna sit, and that's a little bit like off-putting.
Yeah.
So I think they're gonna work on that. I don't know if we'll ever have like dedicated desks, but getting there and not knowing where you're gonna sit, man, there's something off-putting about that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Although I mean, this is a bit off, not really off topic, but. There's been a water shortage in parts of Joburg and Pretoria. So, like, last week at the office was a little bit tough, you know. Other than that, it's been...
It was tough because cool. of the water shortage.
Yeah, there was no water in the office and things.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I think they really want us back at least twice a week. So from the 1st of December, like, we have to be in at least twice a week, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just hope they're not, like, easing us into, like, a 5-day, you got to be here all the time. It just wouldn't be ideal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually at a point where, I don't want to say for the rest of my life, but for, you know, the next whatever years, I would love to be remote completely. To an extent that let's say my current job would now require me to be at work all the time, I'd even friggin', you know, quit and look for a fully remote job. That's how much I've kind of, at least at the moment, it might change, you know.
Sure.
But that's how much I like working from home.
I'm with you.
There's more pluses than negatives for me. There are negatives, but, you know.
100%.
As long as I can still deliver what I need to deliver, I'd be very happy.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And it also exposes you to a lot of jobs around the world, you know.
Yes.
Projects around the world, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's kind of another thing that I'm looking at, because a lot of companies have gone, you know, have, you know, remote teams that do projects around, and, you know, you go on LinkedIn, you look at the job section, you see location remote, you know, that kind of thing. You know, you can work with, you know, people from different, you know, countries, backgrounds and countries, and, you know, you know, who knows, you can travel and, you know, have people there, you know, and yeah, it's just the worldly view that I really dig. But we'll see.
And you're not even down for like a hybrid, like you're more on like the 100% like remote.
The hybrid I can tolerate is like once every 2 weeks.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, twice a month I can work with that. Unless my company is close, you know, like I was telling you off air, you know, where I work is in Belleville. I stay in Claremont, I'm moving to Woodstock next week, but I stay in Claremont at the moment, and that's like a easy 40 to 50 minute drive, and I don't even drive. I don't have a car, so, you know, it's like, holy crap.
Situation, it's not worth it at all.
I'd basically need to have a car if I was to be working in fact, I wouldn't even take the job initially, you know. When they were presenting it to me, saying they were gonna place me at, you know, this client who's in Belleville. You know, obviously it was during a pandemic. I'm like, I'm not expected to actually go to Belleville, right? And they're like, nah, you know, obviously it's a pandemic, but later on, who knows, you know? So it's almost, and I was talking to my mate as well, who's in my team, and he was saying, I gave them a condition. Literally, you know, I'm not taking this job if I have to go to Belleville. He stays in Constantia, which is also in the south, further south even.
Sure.
So yeah, it's kind of the situation, but, you know, it is what it is.
I'm with you. With you 100%. And you know, in your situation, because work is so far, and even for that other guy, it's not feasible. You know, because I think for me, the whole point of the hybrid is that it's flexible, and it's kind of like, you know, we're in, we're out. I could go in, I might not go in, I'll see how I feel. It's not like that for you. For you, it's like it takes so much out of your day. So I stay 20 minutes from the office without traffic. You know, so it's completely different for me, you know.
And you have a car.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
So
so that's fair.
Different. Yeah.
If I stay close, I could do twice a week. I could.
Yeah.
I could work with that. But even then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I found with, like, when I am in the office, though, is it's usually not for productivity. It's more for the socializing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I can be as productive in the office as I am at home. Andrew, you've seen my setup, you know, and how I've set myself up for gaming and working, and it just drives for productivity. I'm comfortable. I have my chair, I have my monitors. I can get things done. Whereas at work, I'm kind of at the mercy of the office, you know.
Yeah.
Not to say I can't work, but man, when I work from home, like, I'm going to be guaranteed I'll be way more productive. Because you don't have that break in your day, right? There's no, like, get in car, travel, get out of car. All those things are breaking your flow state. So when I am going in, I'm usually just going in. Obviously, I do work when I'm there, but it's more like a 60-40 of maybe even 55-45 of working and socializing, you know. And when I say socializing, I mean just catching up with people in the business and seeing.
Look, that's a very good point.
Yeah. Oh, that's at least me.
That's fair. And I was telling you now off air again, you know, today we had a company-wide event. You know, we had, you know, speakers and, you know, lunch and drinks and all that stuff, right? And it was the first time I was meeting my teammates and my workmates. So, and I definitely see the value. You know, I hadn't met them since I started working for the company in Feb. Right. Yes, it's the first time I'm seeing these guys. You know, we've obviously spoken, but, you know, on Meet, that kind of thing, you just talk, but you don't really get into the, you know, detail. So I had the privilege of being in the ride. It was happening in Stellenbosch. So I was in the ride with, you know, two of my teammates. You know, one of the teammates picked us up. So we had, you know, long chats. You get to know more about the person and what they do, how their life is. And, you know, you even get deep with, like, you know, the family situation, the whatnot, 100%. Everything, right? Yeah. And I feel like now, because initially it was just, you know, these are just people, right? Like, you know, there's a real person behind it, but
it's just, a notification on a screen, right?
You feel me? So now there's a real personal feel to it, which is extremely valuable in my books. So I definitely see the value in having that kind of team vibe, you know?
Yes. It changes the dynamic, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Now you see them as completely different.
And I like them even more now, knowing them personally. Yes. We've had social chats. We're just people who just, you know, want to, you know, do our thing.
That's so true. I can relate. I can relate to that. You know, some similar thing happened to me that happened to you where, although I knew most of my teammates, I got to meet like some really senior people in the business, which wouldn't have happened if I was, you know, at home, you know, so that was cool. And the conversations are just different in person. But one thing, Deuce, like another thing is I also think it's also industry dependent, right? Because you're a software developer. So I would think that that's an industry where the remote thing, it's just so much easier, you know?
Yes.
And so what I found when I went to the office was an epiphany I had where... you know, and for people who don't know, like I'm an analyst, but I'm in like the finance sector. But it's not as fan, not like, yeah, but anyway, I'll just say that that's the sector, right? So a lot of the senior people, right, who I'm working under are not as technical as I am, right? Because I'm a bit more on the, I'm an engineer, right? So like I'm sitting behind a computer and, you know, wrangling data and coding here and there. So what I found is with them, they're not doing that, right? Like a lot of what they're doing is socializing and talking to people and, you know, thinking about strategy, yada, 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 et cetera. So for them, being at home is, it's killing them because it's just teams. Whereas for me, I'm like, you know, plugging out and it's just me and my computer. So I'm finding that like in the company, there's this divide where the senior people really love being in the office. But the more junior staff, we actually just want to get stuff done. So
exactly.
The home thing works for us. I'm pretty sure it's very similar with you guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So 100%.
Yeah, man, let's see how it goes with this hybrid thing. What else has been happening, man, apart from you guys went to Stellies? That must have been fun.
It was. Yeah, it was just nice being out there and, you know, seeing people.
Was there alcohol in the mix?
And towards the end. But even then, we didn't really drink that crazy. Like, we didn't drink. We pretty much had one drink each.
Yeah.
And then people were on their way. Yeah. Nothing hectic.
Okay.
So I was in Joburg for, you know, three months. Yeah. I had a blast. Great time. So I went to a dinner there, right? And one of the, so I met a couple, yeah? So they, boyfriend and girlfriend, cool. So they, you know, so we're chatting and they mentioned that they stay together in a two-bedroom apartment and they actually stay separately in the two rooms. So the, both rooms are furnished with a bed and they sleep in separate beds, but they're dating, right? They do this during the week and then on the weekend, they sleep in the same bed. So it's almost like they don't live together, but on the weekend.
They live together.
Yeah, kind of like what...
That's so fascinating.
It is fascinating. Kind of like what, you know, you would do if you don't live with your girlfriend, right? You would go to their house or their apartment on the weekend, spend Friday, Saturday, maybe leave on Sunday, you know?
Yes.
So that's the kind of thing they do. So that was quite interesting to me. And I was like, yo, why do you guys do that? And their response made quite a bit of sense because they, you know, lockdown, we've all seen the stats or heard the stats at least that, you know, divorce rates went through the roof during the lockdown and, you know.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, when you're in your partner's face the whole time, you know, it can get difficult. You know, I remember I was staying with my brother and his wife and they were like, yo, dude, thank you so much for actually coming during this time. We would have ripped each other's heads off, you know, because it was just that, you know, it's just so much. You were
a little
so
bit of
much.
Like a cleanser, palate cleanser.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A buffer of sorts, you know.
Yes.
So there was a lot of that. So for them, they were actually saying this actually saved our relationship because we get to miss each other, which is an effect, a quite important effect, which was naturally... done by going to work because you go to work, you don't see your person. Sometimes 100%. They're even tired, so they go sleep or they come from work late, and then you don't see each other. And then on the weekend, y'all do your thing, you know, or you basically just don't stay together and just miss each other. Yeah,
it goes back to what we said, right? There's a space for everything in your life, like home is home, work is work, and there was like a healthiness to it. That separation.
Mm. Yeah. So they pretty much had to kind of manufacture it. And people, obviously, it sounds weird to us, but, you know, when they then explain it, I'm like, oh, okay, that actually makes sense. Mm-hmm. A lot of sense. And then they went even further into loving that idea so much that they plan to marry each other, that they want to, you know, carry it over into the marriage, into an even more extreme situation where they have two houses, right? And then they stay or, you know, whatever, and they stay separately. And then I was like, okay, how about when you have kids? What are you going to do? Then they're like, we hadn't thought about that. I was like, all right, cool. At least now you can kind of think about it because that's, you know, but that's how much they've enjoyed the situation. It's so much that... In the morning, they don't even necessarily go say good morning or make an effort to go see the person. It's if they run into each other in the kitchen, then they say good morning. But, you know, they'll literally live like he was saying, or the girl in the relationship, she was like, yo, I can stay in my room the whole day, you know, if we don't run into each other in the kitchen. Because they even have separate bathrooms, so, you know, there's no clashes there. You know, so they can go the whole day without seeing each other and be fine with it. So that was very interesting.
Are they young? Are they like a fairly young couple? Or?
Yeah, like 20, 27, I'd say, right about.
Okay.
Yeah, both of them. Hmm. Yeah, late 20s.
That's interesting. To each his own, eh? I think Yeah, you know, the initial part, I was kind of like, okay, I get it. But, man, like, they're taking it, like, to the next level, you know?
Yeah.
But if it's working for them, like, hey, man.
But think about it, though. The actual effect of it, the actual effect of it is the same as you guys not living together and only seeing each other at some point. Like, you can see each other maybe midweek.
Sure.
Or you can plan to, you know, have lunch together and then you go on your way. All they're doing really is recreating the conditions, right? And
in the house
and rationalizing them so that it's not personal. It's not like, I don't want to see you. It's not personal. We're literally manufacturing the feeling of missing someone. Yeah. And then when you do see each other on the weekend, where you then sleep in each other's bed, then you have, you know, it's even more magical than if you were doing it the whole time anyway. So
are they, okay, go for it. Were they like, what happens like if someone wants to break the rules? Like somebody just like a Wednesday and she's like, babe, I just miss you today. Like, you know, can we kick it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's there's still people, you know, at the end of it. They'd probably do it. But I think that, because I was talking to my workmate actually about it on our drive back from Stelly's. He's older. He's, I believe, like 50 or whatever. And he's been divorced and whatnot. So I was telling him of the situation and he was saying, wait, what did you ask me?
So I was asking, what happens if they want to break the rule? And then you said they're people, you know, so they, you know, of course they're not going to like stick to it. Like,
You can be people about it, I guess.
Yeah.
And
be like anal about it, and then you were talking
about how you spoke. I remember what I was gonna say. So what he said was typically that's literally on the girl in the relationship, right? Because they're typically more needy or emotional or that kind of thing. Usually it's the girl who complains that you're not spending enough time with me, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, right? So if she is in the, and that literally has to come from her, or she has to agree with it, right, for it to work. Because he's actually, like, he likes being alone, right? So he needs time to just be alone. He can't really share, you know, a space with someone. He wants to be alone, and then... and it's not personal. It's not like I don't want to see you. It's about me. Like, I need to be alone. So that's how he is. But you're saying, you know, but for it to work, because that's what he does with his current girlfriend, which is, you know, they don't live together and they'll see each other on the weekend, you know. Some weekends he can even say, I want to, you know, do my own thing, whatever, you know, whatever.
Sure.
So, but for it to work, she has to be, and you know, fine with it. And when I was asking them, actually, those two, that couple I met in Joburg, you know, I was like, whose idea was it? Then they're like, no, it was both our ideas. I was like, come on, that's not a thing, you know.
Yeah.
It comes from somewhere and someone has to agree.
The mind can always trace the genesis of the idea.
Exactly. So I'm like, yo, there's no way this was a simultaneous decision. Someone came up with the idea and you may have agreed, cool, but it's someone's idea. I got the sense it was the girlfriend's idea. She's very, you know, she's a very logical type of girl. But from what I got from the interaction, I think it was her idea. So in that case, that's why it almost works that well. I know a lot of girls I've dealt with, and they wouldn't manage to do that, you know. So yeah, that was an interesting situation, really. that I thought I'd share with you.
I mean, that's so interesting, right? I mean, I can't even judge them, because if you look at like how human beings have done it traditionally, it's like we're in each other's face all the time, and look how that's turning out, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't see why not. I really don't see why not.
If it's, I don't know if I could do it though.
I don't think I could.
Absolutely. But, I feel you. And that's the thing, right? And like you said, to each his own. It's either they break up or they do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and it's very important for, because I was also saying to my workmate, I was like, yo, why? Because when I had assumed that he stays with his girlfriend, and then he said it didn't. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, yo, dude, why do you think it's weird? And then he said, you know, marriage, we were talking about something else. Then I was like, then he was like, you know, marriage is a piece of paper. It doesn't really change anything. And I was like, I don't agree with that, because when you mentioned that you don't stay with your girlfriend, I was like, yeah, cool, like, whatever. But if you had said you don't stay with your wife, I'd be like,
that's a good point.
You know, that's odd.
That's a good point.
And literally the only difference is, in one case, you have a ring and a, you know, certificate signed. The other, you don't. Right.
Yeah.
And that's the only difference.
Stakes are higher with marriage. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think you raise a good point. Stakes are much higher, right? Like,
yeah,
I think it's such a, yeah, such a good point that you make there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I get it. Like what they do, but they clearly, those two are, for lack of a better term, like, they're very similar in that sense, because for me, like, if my girlfriend's there, like, to just not talk, I mean, that I'd find that very odd. I'd just, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd just be like, yo, how are you doing? Like, what's happening? You know, even if I'm doing, I'm even to the extent where sometimes, like, I'll want to do my own thing, but, like, just knowing that she's there is cool, you know? Like, so I'll be like, hey, I'm going to watch the game, but I don't mind if you're just here, I don't know, like, doing your own thing. But this, you know, being with someone but not talking to someone, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it would drive me a little bit crazy. Yeah. I'd just be like, but your room's right there. Let me just come kick it for a bit or have a look at what I saw. But if it's working for them, that's great.
Yeah. And, you know, and like I said, you know, you don't stay with your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's quite difficult to, that's why I can't really, I mean, I can only report on it. I can't have a really educated, you know, opinion on it, because I haven't stayed with someone for years, and, you know, all I hear is it's difficult. And what I heard was during the lockdown, it was even more difficult. You'd get annoyed by hearing freaking footsteps or whatever, right?
Sure.
Like, you just get annoyed. You're like, I don't want to hear that. That's what yes. I've heard, not what yes, I've experienced. For sure. And so, yeah, I don't know, you know.
But I definitely think the lockdown made that, like, trickier, right? Because you're working from home, like, that space becomes everything. So there's no break. There's no break. Going to work now and, you know, I have 8 hours in a day where I'm not going to see you, and I'm going to get back and, you know, we will, you know, reconvene and talk about the day. Whereas, like, I mean, firstly, the lockdown scenario was not normal, right? Like, it was borderline, like, because most people stay in apartments, right? And I don't want to say we're under house arrest, but I mean, you put two people in a confined space for extended periods of time, even if it's guys, like, even if it's like gents, I don't think that's healthy for a relationship, right? Like, Glenn, think of if we stayed together in a space like that for a year and we couldn't leave the house. I'm pretty sure we'd just be over each other. do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It would just be quite...
A weekend is bad enough.
Right? You'd just be like, yo, right? Like,
it's like solitary confinement.
It is. With someone. With someone.
Yeah.
Yes. And
which is probably better than alone. What do you think? I don't know.
Oh man, that's a good question.
I don't know.
I think the confinement is the problem itself.
Yeah.
Whether you do it alone or with people.
Yeah.
I think it's the confinement that's the problem. And Yeah, so I do understand that argument of, you know, when you stay with someone, you do need that space and that alone time. I can honestly relate to that. Like, I also sometimes just feel like I need my me time. I just want to be alone. I don't know what I'm gonna do in that time. There's something relaxing about that, right? Because when you're with somebody, there's kind of an agenda, right? So you don't have the option to say, I don't know what I want to do in this next hour. Let's see how it goes. There's more of an obligation to be like, this is what we're doing in time frame X. Whereas when you're by yourself, you can feel it out, right?
Yeah.
You can watch Netflix for like 15 minutes and be like, nah, I'm bored. And then you could flip to something else and switch. But when you're with someone, I think that you don't really have that flexibility, right?
So, no.
Yeah. I do get where they're coming from. A little bit extreme for me, but... Yeah, I can't be mad at it.
At all. I mean, there's different ways to do it, but the thought process behind it is sane to me, in terms of what they're trying to achieve.
Sure.
You know, the whole having two different houses. I was like, okay, you guys are taking it a little too far, especially if you have kids. How that would work. Like, are you sharing kids now? Are they spending time? I don't know. I didn't understand. I mean, that part they didn't even think it through to that extent. So, I'll cut them slack on that one. But
what about cooking and like food? Do they split that? Like, you cook for you, I cook for me.
Very, very good question that I didn't ask. I'm very unhappy that I didn't ask that. I did ask some good questions, but I missed that one. You know, that's an interesting one. Like, what do you do there?
Intimacy? Did they talk about that? Like, I mean, I don't know how close you were with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But like. And like, how does that work? Is it like a weekend thing only?
Yeah. That's the default is a weekend thing, which I actually, you know, I kind of like, because I feel like if it's an everyday thing, it might lose its zing.
If it's a scheduled thing, it loses its zing.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because think about it this way, right? If you're dating your girlfriend, you know you're going to see her on Friday, and on Friday it's going down. Yeah? That's scheduled, basically.
Yeah.
It's scheduled by default, but it's still, you still know. On Tuesday, you know on Friday what's happening. On Friday night, Friday evening, you know what's happening.
But you don't know how you're going to feel on Friday night. Like, there'd be times where, like, I'm feeling the vibe on Tuesday, and then Friday I'm like, yo, not today, hey? And now, like, we've missed out on, like, it's just a weird, like, small things like that, I think.
But what I'm saying is, not if you don't stay together,
they do stay together. Like, the thing is, like, I don't have the option, right? So, like, remember, we said they're people. Like, he literally just has to walk across a room, right? Whereas I need to get in a car and drive, and it's just not worth it. Whereas for him, like, it's just like, you know, can we break this rule? Because I know it's Tuesday, but...
You know... in my experience, I've had, you know, experiences where it's, you feel like it, right? But you can't do it on, let's say, on Tuesday or whatever.
Sure.
It doesn't go away by the time it's Friday. I feel like it's there. It might even be more intensified. For me, it's never actually gone. I don't know if that's the same experience for you.
Yeah, but, no, with me, it depends. It can be up and down.
So let's say you want it on Tuesday. On Friday, it's possible for you not to want it, even though you haven't satisfied the Tuesday.
Yeah, it's possible. It depends. It depends, like, what I've done, what I've, like, eaten, like, my stress levels. Like, there are a lot of things that can just, like, make it go away. Like, for example, if something happens during the week, or, like, if work gets really busy, or if I'm, like, really stressed out, it's very, like, then I can just be like, you know what, like, my mind is just not here right now, you know. The more relaxed I am and, you know, just it depends. But I do hear what you're saying. It has happened to me where, like, it can, there's a buildup.
Yeah.
But I can also have, like very spontaneous, like, in the moment, like, hey, why not, you know, kind of thing. But hey, to each their own. Like, I don't think they should change it. You know, that being said, if it's working for them, then kudos.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. They should write a book on that or something.
Like yeah.
That's wild. That's
yeah.
really wild.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, dude. I think at 35 minutes, we can start wrapping this up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, people. I wish this was an interactive, you know, conversation with the listeners, right? Like where they have the two cents. A lot of listeners tell me they always want to chime in, you know, when having these conversations. I can imagine, you know.
You know, maybe what would be a cool idea is like, because I know a lot of people usually hit us up post the episode coming out, like a little here's what so and so said. Because it's happened to me as well, where people are listening in mid-episode, they're texting me as they talk. So, yes. Because they probably are thinking of things that we haven't thought about. Maybe they can just chime in and then we spend like a few minutes next week just talking about points that they...
That's a good point. Up. So, guys, if you want to chime in, you can message us while you're listening to it. You know, we can, you know, talk to you, or we can also then bring it on live and say, you know, so-and-so did said this, and then we discuss it among ourselves, among the two of us.
100%, 100%.
That would be actually a good follow-up,
WhatsApp or whatever. I think that'll be interesting to hear what people have to say.
100%. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to be back again, you know, recording these bad boys. Now that I'm back in Cape Town, I'm more in my, you know, element, and my routine is back. Football podcast, and then the football podcast. I meant actual playing football and basketball. Now it's in the mix on Sunday, so I'm glad about that.
Oh, you hooping?
I'm hooping, bro. I'm hooping.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Anyway,
that's dope.
These are our amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.
All right, guys. Peace.